Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's become a Tuesday staple. He joins us at 5 o'clock now because of social distancing. He's at his house in the South Hills of Pittsburgh, a very large house, very big house. It's not equipped with a state-of-the-art studio like Chris Mueller, but, you know, we can't all be Chris. I'm, of course, talking about Arthur Motes, our 93.7 The Fan Steelers analyst, the former Steelers linebacker. Arthur, you never got a chance to play for Bill Cowher, but you're well aware of what he means in terms of Steelers lore, Steelers history, going into the Hall of Fame this summer as a Steelers head coach. Your reaction when you found out that Bill Cowher, of all people, a very conservative coach by nature, your thoughts on your reaction to when Bill Cowher jumped on the Jameis Winston to the Steelers train, Arthur?
Yeah, man, I was a little surprised by that. Cowher doesn't strike me as the type of coach that necessarily would go for a Jameis-style player and things like that. But honestly, man, I trust Cowher's opinion. And if he's a guy that thinks it would be a good fit, then it's definitely something that we should look into. And I think at this point, you have to assume that the asking price for Jameis is going to be really, really low. So I definitely think that's something that the Steelers should look into.
Oh, and Arthur, I did not pay him to say it either, just in case you were wondering.
Well, you always got to be, you know, cautious of that with you, in particular when it comes to Jameis Winston.
Arthur, one thing I'm curious about, when you were on teams just generally, and you were trying, like your Steelers career, you were trying to evaluate how good of a team you thought you were part of. How much did the backup quarterback's presence play into that? Like, if you felt that there was somebody back there that you could trust if the starter went down, if Ben went down when you were on the Steelers, did you feel like that was a major item when you were kind of doing a self-team evaluation?
Honestly, no. The thing with the backup quarterback, you never think of the backup quarterback until the starter gets hurt. For years, when it was Bruce initially when I signed here, and then it was Landry, and we never thought to ourselves, oh, man, if Ben goes down, we're good with Bruce or Landry, because you just always assumed that the franchise guy, in terms of Big Ben, was going to be healthy and good to go. Now, I did think about the backup quarterback a lot more the year when we ended up signing Mike Vick during the season, just because of how everything was playing out and how we realized that, hey, we need a little bit more security behind Ben. But other than that, man, it's very rare that you go into a season thinking of who's our backup guy, because, I mean, you've heard the saying numerous times, if you have two quarterbacks, you typically don't have one quarterback. You need to have the clear-cut guy.
Arthur, was Vic as a backup a distraction? Like, in any tangible way, did it affect the team on a day-to-day basis?
If anything, man, this is when you start to see some of the fanboys come out of us professional athletes, because you have to think the era that Vic played in, a lot of the guys on the team at the time grew up watching him, idolized him for his NFL career. For me, it was even more so because he's from my hometown and he's a legend down there. So I remember the only distraction would be that the guys would try to take pictures with him and legit acting as if that was the first superstar that they had ever been around. So that was the funny dynamic with that. But outside of that element of it, I didn't see or ever feel that it was any type of distractions or turmoil or anything along that nature.
How did Vic get along with the rest of the quarterback room when he was there?
Man, from my understanding, he was fine. I believe it was Landry was the backup, and I forgot who else. But, yeah, man, everybody was fine in terms of their communication with him. Obviously, Ben was doing his rehab during that time frame, so that dynamic I wasn't fully able to see just because of Ben doing his rehab schedule being totally different than the active players at the time schedule and stuff like that. But from my understanding, everybody got along with him just fine.
Arthur Motes, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Arthur, this came up earlier in the show. Antonio Brown found himself a new agent, somebody to take him on, and it's not a celebrity agent. It's not a Jerry Maguire type. It's not somebody that just wants clicks and wants viral reactions. It's somebody that, from my understanding, from the people I've talked to, does honest-to-goodness good agents work, getting contracts, football contracts, not soft drinks and sneakers and Instagram hits. And I took that a low-profile agent as a good sign for Antonio Brown. Your thoughts?
I personally don't get tied up in the high-profile agents versus the small mom-and-pop style agents. I've had both. One got me a lot more money than the other. And at the end of the day, when it comes to negotiations, that's what it's about. Who's going to get me in the best situation to get me the most money? But for Antonio, you have to understand everything that has transpired for him over the past calendar year, he's in the process of trying to rectify and redo his image and things like that. So for him, this might have been the step that he felt most comfortable with, or it could have been a situation where other agents still weren't ready to put their hands in that pile with him. And that could be another dynamic of it as well. But either way, man, I'm just happy to see that he's putting together a string of weeks now where he hasn't done anything erratic. He hasn't done anything that's been viewed as crazy. So that's the thing that's promising to me right now.
I think Chris might have disconnected, so I'll jump back
in. Nope, I'm good. Oh. Nope, it was another microphone incident for me. It was another micro. I pulled two cooks in one show, and I definitely don't want Pony trying to jump in on the question I was about to ask here. I'm curious with Antonio Brown, and I don't particularly think he's acquitted himself very well. I think that's pretty obvious. He's done some things that a reasonable person would say, yeah, probably not a very good guy. But as a guy that's now in the media, Arthur, who used to be a player, one thing I felt like was a little sleazy on our end collectively as the media was bringing up the felony charges that were filed in connection with that moving van incident with Antonio Brown this week as almost like new things. Like when I searched Twitter for it at first, I thought he had done something bad, fresh, like during quarantine. And in fact, it was just that sort of situation moving through the legal system and now being charged. So nothing new had happened, but now it was in the headlines, Antonio Brown felony charges. And it sort of undercut him for a while there till people realized it was an update on an old story. I'm curious what you think about that.
Yeah, man. I think the biggest reason why it became another headline, obviously, anything that's negative associated with Antonio, they're going to put it out there. But the thing that a lot of people are always hesitant on is when an incident happens, like when the moving van situation happened. Initially, he goes to jail, and then he comes right back out. So for a lot of people that aren't very informed in terms of the legal system, in terms of how the proceedings work to have to be officially charged and things like that, they might not understand that whole dynamic. So I think when they re-put the headline back out there of that officially taking place now, because you can get arrested without being charged. Mm-hmm. But for him to have officially be charged, they're letting you know that, okay, he was involved in this situation enough to warrant a charge, an official charge. And I think that was the reason why the headline is what it is. But for a lot of people out there, the misconception is they don't understand that process and understand the difference between somebody being arrested and somebody being charged and so on and so on.
Arthur Motes, our guest. Does Arthur Motes at this state in his life, in the game, in his early 30s, does Arthur think that, A, he could complete the McDonald's challenge? And if so, what would Arthur Motes' strategy be to make sure that he did complete the McDonald's challenge?
Man, I could definitely complete the McDonald's challenge. Now, should I? Not at all, because it's probably going to ruin all the hard work I've been doing on my body during this time frame. But for me, I guess the only thing that I would need to adjust is just can I have my cheeseburgers plain? Like, just cheese and burger. I don't want all the extra stuff on it. I don't need all of that. You throw me that. Give me some barbecue sauce and the old school barbecue sauce, not the new wave tangy barbecue that they're using. I hate it. But other than that, man, I'm good.
But what would be your, like, what way would you go about your business? What would be your strategy? What would you eat first?
I would probably knock out the burgers right out the way, get the big portion done. Then after that, man, the nuggets, I mean, that's easy for me. Nuggets are nothing. And then washing it down with the beverage, man, kill the fries while I'm drinking the drink and I'm good to go.
Pony, I'm just curious why you didn't jump in and cut Arthur off when he asked to change the condiment situation on the cheeseburgers and yell at him that he had to complete the challenge as it was presented. Because when I, a guy who won't eat melty cheese, said just add a third patty and take the cheese off and I'll do it, you ripped me for, like, totally undercutting the sanctity of the contest.
Because the condiment does not change the integrity of the food item.
Correct.
A ketchup or a special sauce is not the same thing as
but
you
I'm adding,
adding
more. But no. I'm adding more calories to the equation here in balance.
Arthur, set him straight, please.
I can listen, Chris. I can see the argument you're trying to make here, but you are definitely changing the integrity of it because next to the B, well, I added another patty. Oh, I was a little bit short on the time I finished, so can we subtract some nuggets because I added this patty? And then
oh, no. I'll do the challenge as it'll be a bunch of triple quarter pounders. I will do the challenge as presented. I just can't do the cheese. That's all. Add another burger in. Make it tougher on me. Keep the time frame the same. I'm a big boy.
But see, I feel like it's only going to end with an excuse of, well, you know, I didn't get it because this. And I don't want the built-in excuse. For me just saying I don't want the condiments up there, still keep the integrity of the burger as is.
Unbelievable.
It's no different than if, first, I'm trying to think, if you wanted the nuggets, but instead of sweet and sour sauce, which is pictured,
bingo,
you say, I want the barbecue sauce. That's it. It's just switch. But the nuggets are still the nuggets. I'm not saying, hey, give me 10 more nuggets and take away a patty. Like, no, you can't do that.
Craig thought you would be a good candidate to complete it because of your candy habit, but eating sweets and eating real food I don't think are the same thing. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. They are different. But for me, man, I'm a trained eater. You know, I've cut my teeth. I've been in the lab multiple years now throughout my life, eating as much as I can eat, candy, regular food, drinking. So for me, man, I'm always conditioned for these type of situations.
Give me the ex-stealer Arthur Motes played with who would not only be the most likely to finish the McDonald's challenge, but to finish it in record time.
You remember Cam Thomas, the D lineman that came over from the Chargers?
Yes.
Dude, without a doubt. Come on, man.
There you have it.
Not even close. Like he's not Joey Chestnut, close. And everybody else is an amateur.
Listen, Cam could put down food. I remember we would do some of the obviously, we talked about when we would go on the road for some of these games and we'd all go out to dinner the night before. Some of the amount of food I've seen him put down in a set before, I'm like, how do you feel healthy going forward? Like, if I ate that, I'm going to be in a coma the rest of
Can you give us an example?
Oh, man, just for – go ahead and okay, if the big steak is 20 ounces, I'm going to eat one 20-ounce steak, have some sides, and good to go. He's going to eat two 20-ounce steaks, double the size that I'm going to eat, and he's going to want a dessert. Like, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. All right, Arthur, hope you're eating good now and stay safe. We'll talk to you again next week. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, likewise. I appreciate y'all.
There you go. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. No hesitation in his voice. Absolutely believes he can finish
the challenge. I respect Arthur for a lot of reasons. I think he's a really good dude. I think he's a funny dude. But you know what I really respect as a sports media guy? We asked him, in some ways, you're putting a teammate on blast a little bit, a former teammate, if you answer the McDonald's challenge with a very definitive, you know, person. He did not hesitate. He took almost glee, I would say, in naming Cam
I think I'm going to try it this week, boys. I think I'm going to take the jump. I think I'm going to take the plunge and do it.
What day?
I don't know yet.
You going to do it, like, live stream it?
I don't know. We got to work on the particulars of that. But I think I'm going to try it and get back to you.
Do you think McDonald's has a button that just says the challenge now? At like an enterprise, they're a franchise, so like a different person, a franchisee
at the drive-in,
owns each location.
The challenge, please. Yeah,
yeah. Somebody just says, "I'll have the challenge." The clerk, you know, the person working the window just has their gloved hand, looks at you, and judges you very harshly as they should, and then just presses the challenge on the register.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.